federal grand jury indicts two protesters in assault on federal officers in Los Angeles. A federal grand jury indicted two Los Angeles area residents on charges related to assaults on federal officers standing guard at a federal building in downtown Los Angeles during a protest against immigration enforcement last month, authorities announced August 8. Aaron Petra Escobar, 34, of the Palms neighborhood of Los Angeles, was charged with one felony count of assault on a federal officer. She is also suspected of defacing the federal building and was charged with one misdemeanor count of depredation of government property. The second suspect, Nick Elias Gutierrez, 20, of Hawthorne, about 16 miles south of Los Angeles, was charged with two felonies, one count of assault on a federal officer and one count of assault on a federal officer resulting in bodily injury. The defendants are scheduled for arraignment on August 15 in the U.S. District Court in Los Angeles. Both were allowed to post a $5,000 bond and were released from custody. Federal prosecutors say a small group of protesters gathered near the Edward R. Roybal Federal Building and U.S. Courthouse in downtown Los Angeles on July 17. According to court documents, a federal officer said he witnessed a protester, allegedly identified as Escobar, using a permanent marker to write on and damage the Roybal building. Minutes later, as officers tried to detain Escobar, a second protester, allegedly identified as Gutierrez, used both hands to grab the shoulder straps of an officer's bulletproof vest and began shaking the officer, according to federal prosecutors. During the struggle, one of the officers dislocated his left ring finger, the U.S. Attorney's Office said. Escobar and Gutierrez were later arrested. While in custody and en route to a nearby holding cell, prosecutors alleged, Escobar audibly filled her throat with saliva and spat into the face of one of the officers. If convicted, Escobar faces a maximum of 8 years in federal prison for the assault charge and up to 1 year for the charge related to graffiti. Gutierrez faces up to 20 years in federal prison for the alleged assault resulting in injury and another maximum of 8 years in prison for the assault charge. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Federal Protective Service is investigating the case. The defendants could not be reached for comment about the charges.